So I started a two-part series last week when we were so excited to receive two new members with Kelsey and Misty coming to join the church. And so the first part was a spiritual community connecting together. And part two today is a spiritual community making a difference. So just to kind of have you each go within and what does spiritual community mean to you? And we've talked about this before. Why is it important? How valuable is it to you? And how is spiritual community, which we call Unity of Michiana, a spiritual community, versus how is it different from church? Ella has some things to say on that. She says, I want to be here. I love being in spiritual community. All these people who love me. Exactly. But stop to think for yourself. You know, how is it different from the old paradigms that in the Western world a great deal, but throughout the world, we have held those ideas of church and the shoulds and the have-tos. And we can recognize out of the belief systems of a God that is outside of ourselves, then the church became that next step down in the hierarchy, right? And so people would look up to the church to tell them, to tell us what is right, what is good, to take care of us. And as we have shifted as spiritual humanity, as we have begun to take a look at what's truly important and a recognition that we are all inherently divine. We have a light and a creativity and a beauty to share and to shine. And we then begin to come together differently in what's called a spiritual community. To show up, to share who we are. And as we have traversed through the time of COVID, where we all kind of had to isolate. And then now we're coming back out of that. It poses a question for us of how important is spiritual community to me? In what way do I show up? In what way do I want to serve and contribute? From Philippians 1:27b, it says, you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind. Meaning that mind of the divine inherent in all of us. It doesn't mean we're all the same. It means we have that same capacity of mindfulness. And from 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. I'd like to share a quote from Tracy Brown. She's a wonderful spiritual coach, a New Thought teacher in ancient wisdoms. And she says, thriving 21st century spiritual communities are composed of many individual people who come together to create a deep and a meaningful experience where everyone grows spiritually together. And each person is valued for the unique experience they contribute to the whole. Now, see, this invites us into an understanding that the... Yes, Susan?
I just wanted to share, Mary Stewart said, spirit-led and not church doctrine-led.
Absolutely. Spirit-led, not church doctrine. And so this brings us back to recognizing that shift, the shift from where our locus was outside of ourselves and having someone else be more powerful or to guide us or direct us, which is exactly what Mary was saying, into that place where we take joint ownership, where we create, where we do not take what is here for granted, thinking someone else is going to provide that, friends. See, spiritual community is what we create together. And we come in our individuality and we come with all the gifts that we have and our gifts are different. Francis Vaughan goes on, he's a transpersonal pioneer, and she is, and a doctor of psychology. She's a teacher and an author, and she says, as we become increasingly aware of our global interdependence as a species, we can also deepen awareness of our spiritual interconnectedness. Bless you. We cannot live in total isolation. How many of you think, I can do it myself? I can do it all alone. We all do. We all do at times. And the reason why is because it's pretty scary to come out and be vulnerable with others. Because throughout our experience and our lifetime, there is so much judgment. We judge ourselves. We judge everybody else. Ooh, who wants to show that? So I'm just going to keep this little thing around me, a little cage, a little wall, whatever we create. Because it's very difficult to come out and be with. And then begin to love ourselves and be okay with ourselves in order to be okay with everyone else. We cannot live in total isolation. The cross-cultural communion of awakened souls may be a key to co-creating a sustainable future and living in harmony with the earth. Wow. So friends, in recognizing the importance of spiritual community, we recognize that we are shifting out of a consciousness of we should show up. We have to show up. We have to do this in order to be okay. Do any of you have a background of consciousness like that? And I grew up in unity, but that's prevalent out there in human consciousness. And spiritual community and coming together, building and creating, invites us to see differently the impact that we each have and the difference that we can make by showing up and being who we are. So beginning to recognize this here is what we create. While we have a Unity headquarters, while we have Unity Worldwide Ministries, they are there to support each individual Unity spiritual center in its own expression and in its own liveliness, in its own community of people. And so it is very different than a top-down kind of situation. It's we all come together in the oneness. And in order to make a difference, which is what I had said I was going to share about today, what it takes, friends, is a willingness, first of all, to show up, and secondly, to serve. Now, when we hear that word, oh, I have to serve. Wait, I have to show up? Wait, what? So I'm just inviting you to kind of take a look at what that might have meant to you in the past. This idea of I'm a good person if I serve. Or I have to go to church because my grandparents went to church, my parents went to church, I was made to go to church. See, friends, this is an entirely different experience to be in a community together where we want to join to uphold and encourage each other. And so to recognize that how we make a difference is in showing up. Well, what does that mean? What does it mean? It might mean being here in this room. It might be joining us via a live stream service. Showing up might be just simply breathing and praying. Holding others in a consciousness. That's all a part of showing up and serving. And we serve in so many different ways because we each have different gifts. Those of you online, I know that you say little messages to each other like, hi, and it's great to see you, and we're glad you're here. And it connects us together. And how wonderful through live stream that people, we can see each other a little bit more. You don't get to see the people that are on Facebook, but we can feel their presence, especially if they express a comment. And so to make a difference, or we make a difference through our heartfelt, choiceful desire to connect and serve with others. A choiceful desire, friends, not from a place of I have to or I should or a lot of the ways that we still feel this obligation or something heavy. But showing up in spiritual community is beginning to touch into the heart of our being. And how do we serve? You might be called to help with game day, which we're going to be having fun and games, and Colleen and Chrissy are working on that, or and be a participant in that, or serving when we do a picnic and we have a Friendship Sunday, or being a part of with Sue and several people that kind of step forward. I know, Cecilia, you were part of that. And when we participate in the Gay Pride event, the celebration, how do we show up? Maybe it's just sending that prayer light forth for someone else. Maybe it's just walking in the door and smiling. Maybe it's being like Sue is when she greets us at the front door. All the comments that you each share online. So when we think about serving, it's about shifting out of that heaviness of the should and have to that is sometimes present, and touching into what brings us excitement and joy. What might you want to do? How might you want to be here? What group might you want to serve on? As we go forward, I'll be creating a special suggestion box on things that you have a passion about. Do you want to get a group together to go see a movie? Do you want to go to an outdoor concert? Do you want to do something here in the church to renovate? We've got a great opportunity next Sunday, which Earth Day is on Monday, so we'll be celebrating Earth Day Sunday, as I put it, next Sunday, and we're going to all announce it a little later. We're going to have a spring cleanup here. You might want to show up for that. And that might not resonate in your heart, and that's okay too, friends. See, it's recognizing it's choiceful. And when we truly come to serve in unique and creative ways from the place in our heart, it says, this is who I want to be. This is how I want to express. It shifts us, and it shifts community. And the light of this community then goes out into the world. Now, we may touch into kind of an impulse or an excitement around something. And then how many of you have gone, oh, I think I'd like to do this. And then part of you goes, oh, no, wait, that's way too much. Now, don't we shut down? We all do, right? Shut down a little bit. And so this is a journey to discover what is your truth. And your truth may not be an easy truth. Sometimes they say, oh, well, that must not be a true impulse or a divine idea because it looks hard to me, and so I'll walk away from it. No, friends. But it also is not showing up when you really do not have your heart in it, because that is not a choiceful place. So this is a journey of discovering and recognizing, friends, that this spiritual center is a joint effort. And we can take it for granted and think, it's always going to be here, you know, Reverend Sandy, Susan, Tim, Kevin, John. They're going to be there. I can show up. I don't have to show up. And again, showing up is not always right here in this room. It's showing up with your heart of commitment to being part of, to being vulnerable, to stepping forward, to encouraging others. Maybe just a smile for someone, or maybe it's talking to someone through the week that you didn't see. Robert F. Kennedy, we all know as lawyer and American politician, says it is not more bigness that should be our goal. We must attempt rather to bring people back to the warmth of community, to the worth of individual effort and responsibility and of individuals working together at Dr. Seuss. I grew up with Dr. Seuss. Most of you maybe aren't quite that age. You're a little bit younger than that, but we all know the wonderful poetry and the authorship of Dr. Seuss. He says, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. Now, that's going to be going through my head all this week. Authentically and honestly care about? How do I want to show up? And it doesn't have to be in the bigness, in something great big. It can just be in a simple moment of sending a thought to someone. Or it is my awareness that I am part of something greater than just myself and choosing to be part of that. Norman B. Rice, who was a former, he was actually the first African-American mayor of Seattle, Washington. He says, dare to reach out your hand into the darkness to pull another hand into the light, friends. Think about that. In the times when any of us have been challenged in our life, and someone has reached out their hand to say, I'm here, I care. How much has that meant? And when we feel that impulse to reach out to someone else, just to say, hi, I'm thinking of you, I miss you, I care. Think about what a difference that makes and how important it is not to take spiritual community for granted. In our youth nowadays, because a lot of them have chosen to put aside the traditions of church, are choosing instead being of service, so they don't necessarily have to be in a building to be part of a spiritual community, but they do choose to serve and to connect to each other. And it's important, friends, for all of us, because we are not an isolated aloneness. In scripture from 1 Peter 4:10, it says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Each one of us has a gift, unlike any other. And as we tap into that and bring that to the circle, that we bring that to the community, we make a difference. From Galatians 6:10, it says, so then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all. And in Philippians 2:4, and I could have had like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of these three were so good. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. So as we think about being part of spiritual community and recognizing that that means being willing to serve, and again, being aware when my mind goes to an old concept of what it means to serve versus that heartfelt inner impulse or that nudge forward, let us also recognize how serving serves us. Serves, you know, we think of serving as serving somebody else, right? Friends, spiritual community is about each of us individually being served. And how are we served when we serve others? How are we served when we show up? How are we served when we reach out and take someone's hand and pull them into what seems like darkness to us and we don't even realize that as we grab their hand, they are pulling us out of a darkness? For those of you at home, if you want to post something also on the ways that you experience being served when you serve, what about having fun? What about making friends? What about connecting? I got excited about that one. You know, or, you know, just simply being with others of like mind. And it doesn't mean that we have to agree. It's a wonderful opportunity to exchange ideas, to be encouraged. So when we are present, when we participate, when we join in serving on a committee or a team or something that is a part of going forward in this spiritual community, we feel an aliveness. We feel a sense of contentment, a sense of fulfillment. I'll read a quote and then we'll see if somebody posts something online. So author, filmmaker, a social change activist, Robert Alan Silverstein, says, in our hectic, fast-paced, consumer-driven society, does that sound like us? Yes. It's common to feel overwhelmed, isolated, and alone. Think about that, how much time we spend on our laptops, on our cell phones, which are a wonderful way to reach out and connect, but they have almost taken over so that we no longer make the actual connection. So it's good to use both. But in this, it's common to feel overwhelmed, isolated, and alone. Many are rediscovering the healing and empowering role that community can bring into our lives. They're breaking down the walls, no longer being that isolated person. Going, there's some good stuff in here when I connect with other people. The sense of belonging we feel when we make the time to take an active role in our communities can give us a deeper sense of meaning and purpose, friends. Isn't that what we all seek? We do seek to have a sense of purpose in our lives, a sense of fulfillment, a sense of joy, a sense of oneness and connection. Dan Wakefield, American novelist, a screenwriter, says, simply being with other people who are also seekers and who are involved in the same quest you are is very meaningful. Isn't that the truth? You know, it warms us and it fulfills something, some of that lonely emptiness inside of us. And last, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry says, and he was a French poet and a journalist, says, in giving, oh, I love this, in giving, you are throwing a bridge across the chasm of your solitude. Phew. You know, a lot of times we wait for someone else to do that for us. Friends, as spiritual community and in creating this for ourselves, when we give, when we reach out, guess what? We get that return to us, heaped up and overflowing. So we do make a difference through our heartfelt and a choiceful desire to connect and serve with others. And it impacts our lives and brings us a sense of satisfaction, And a sense of oneness, a sense of purpose, a sense of being meaningful. John C. Maxwell, who's an author and a pastor, says, and I love this, think back to the most important experiences of your life, the highest highs, the greatest victories, the most daunting obstacles overcome. How many happened to you alone? Think about that. We kind of forget. We go through experiences and then we move on. How many of those highs and those wonderful experiences and daunting things that we overcome came, how many of them happened to us alone? I bet there are very few. When you understand that being connected to others is one of life's greatest joys, you realize that life's best comes when you initiate and invest in relationships. And many of you are familiar with Stephen Covey. It's one of Lisa Greco's most famous authors. She loves and she quotes him often and has taught a lot of his work. The person who is truly effective has the humility and the reverence to recognize his own perceptual limitations. We recognize our own perceptual limitations and to appreciate the rich resources available through interaction with the hearts and minds of other human beings. You know, man, I can think I'm doing something great and I can just be missing one whole huge chunk of me until a dear friend or someone in spiritual community comes up and holds up a mirror and says, hey, did you think about this? Are you noticing that? And so it's vital for us to be where we can be vulnerable, where others can kind of reflect back to us and say, here's something to consider. Yes, Susan, what do we have?
So Vicki Thompson said, I do feel a difference when I connect with others. Being part of a community is uplifting. And Deb Stipp said, recently retired, and one thing I realized I lost was a connection to others in the same mission.
Whoa, that's powerful. You know, as we go through different kinds of transitions in our lives, and things change, it is about finding different ways to be with people who are of like mind and who have a similar meaningful purpose as we do. The transitions may be retiring. It may be changing jobs. It may be being a new mom or a new dad, because life is very different in that scope as well. It may be having children leave the nest. You know, through all of life's transitions, it's up to us to be willing to come and show up and find what our heart calls us to do. Ella is back in the back smiling at me. For those of you at home who cannot see, she's like, Reverend Sandy, is that you up there? Yeah. I mean, what a wonderful joy to come together. And she loves to see my hands flailing around, I think is what it is. But let us consider and think about this in the week to come, the weeks to come. How do I show up? How do I serve here at Unity of Michiana? How might I serve in other places as well? And then recognize that in that serving, we ourselves are served. We ourselves are touched. We ourselves are lifted up and encouraged. So in closing, okay, in closing, there it is. It was hiding. My closing quote was hiding. I do want to say, let me start with scripture from James 2:26. And this is important. It says, for just as the body, our bodies, without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead, friends. So when you stop and think about that, what does that mean? It's like if we seek to connect, but we don't show up, we don't have the aliveness. So let us remember to show up in the ways that we can. And from 1 Corinthians, he who plants and he who waters, though they might seem separate, they are one, and each will receive his wages. Whether we're watering or whether we're planting, receiving or giving, we will all be gifted in that process, for we are God's fellow workers. And so, in closing, since I was able to find this quote, thank goodness, Mahatma Gandhi says, interdependence is and ought to be as much the ideal of man as self-sufficiency. Man is a social being. And Malik Pancholi, the younger generation might recognize, as an actor on many programs. He's an author as well. He says, I remind myself that I am always more satisfied by human interaction than by a digital connection, friends. You know, it's one thing to reach out in a text. It's another thing to actually pick up the phone and make a phone call or show up and engage in an activity with friends and with spiritual community. So indeed, let us each be about making a difference in others' lives, and as we do so, we make a difference in our own.